If you wish to follow along, turn back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Before I read, let me say that most of professing Christianity faces the Scripture and reads the Scripture and attempts to understand the Scripture with the natural mind.
Yeah.
Now, we must understand it with our minds, but there is a mind that we have by nature that is fallen and cannot, yea, will not bow to the clear, plain revelation of God.
Amen.
And most of the time, we, even as believers, because we still have that old mind to contend with. And it's easier to try to understand the Scriptures through a way that makes us feel comfortable with what we think we know is real all around us.
Right.
In other words, we try to make it fit in everything we think. And there's a danger there. All right, let's begin. Read. You can follow along as I read. Genesis chapter 1, I'll just read the first five verses. In the beginning, God created the heaven, singular, and the earth, singular.
Amen.
Not the planets. The heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. It does not say the earth became without form. It said it was when he made it. This is all one statement. Now you understand, I hope you understand later why I'm saying some of these things. There's a lot of false ideas.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Things that I've even thought may be true, but after I begin to study this and pray, oh God, show me what you say here.
Yeah.
And help me not to try to feed into it what I think.
Exactly.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. That is when God created it. Isn't that what that's saying? Any child reads that knows that's what that's saying. Darkness. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes.
And God said, let there be light. It does not say God created this light. It does not say God created this light. It said, let there be. Let there be where? On the earth.
Yes, sir.
This light.
Yes, sir. That's good.
I'm going to get ahead of God is light.
Amen.
And in Him is no darkness at all.
Amen.
God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Amen.
That's why you read differently on the fourth day of when the universe, the rest of the universe, or we should say the universe, was created, and all of the planets and the stars and the sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and God made those things.
That's right. Exactly.
But the first statement says, God said, let there be light. There was light. Where, right here where he's talking about.
Yeah.
Where that earth was. God saw the light, that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light, capital letter now, day.
Yeah.
The darkness he called what? Night.
Amen.
And the evening and the morning. Now you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
The evening and the morning. But there were not even any stars or sun or moon.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about it. Don't try to make all this fit. Don't try to say, okay. If you've ever read some of the commentaries, they say these first few verses is where God created actually the sun, the moon, the stars, all of the planets, all of this. But there was such this fog that existed that the light could not shine through. Then on the fourth day, he said, or made these lights. And they say that actually means when the light became to come through. This says there was no firmament in this first evening and morning.
That's right.
There was not this big fog. There was nothing but what? An earth in the empty vacuum of space in total darkness, fully covered with water. And God said, let there be light.
Amen.
And it was light. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Good.
Now, God begins where all things begin, with Himself. With Himself. In the beginning, when was that? It was right here. It was right here. Not the beginning of God, but the beginning of what? Space and earth. Space and earth. That's what it means. In the beginning, God created. Created. And the Scripture goes on to tell us He did this merely by His voice.
Amen. That's right.
Not all of the now visible universe was created here. What we see now, okay, what we see out there, telescopes, or you can see with your eyes. You look up, you see all of those lights twinkling. Now, Joe, whether that one light is actually a universe, or not a universe, but a galaxy, and you think it's one star, it doesn't matter what it is, okay? It doesn't matter what it was. That was not created here. That was not created till the fourth evening and morning. That's what this book says. You say there was light without the sun? Oh, there is the light.
Amen.
And there was time, even before the planet began to circle the sun.
That's right.
And rotate. Yeah. Why? So that's not the natural order. That is what God says happened.
Yes, sir.
This is the way God said, I did it.
Yep.
Let us bow down to His Word.
And
not worry about trying to make it all fit.
Exactly.
This is the problem with most so-called Christians, or many, I should say, maybe not most, but many so-called Christians in this day. They're trying to make science and the Bible fit together.
Yeah.
And it's error.
Exactly.
You will always find yourself disbelieving God when you try to make science, man's science, and Scripture fit.
You're right.
Amen.
In this first beginning, there was nothing but empty space and earth only.
Yes, sir.
Covered, fully covered with water.
That's right.
You want to read it, that's what it says. Now, it is amazing, though. Isn't it amazing how some of the so-called evolutionists say the earth began fully covered with water? They are right about that.
Yeah.
But it was not created out of something exploding and this mass finally cooling down. This earth was created by God in the beginning in empty space and hung there in absolute darkness.
Amen.
Why do I know that's so? Because that's what God says.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I believe Him. Not before I believe Him and nothing else by His grace.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is the beginning of space and earth. No galaxies. No stars. No sun. No moon. Because He made those on the fourth day.
That's right.
Isn't it amazing?
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, He even calls plants to be, to come into existence, fully formed and mature and ready and able to sprout forth their seeds before the first speck of daylight from the sun ever shone on the face of the earth.
You're right.
Huh? Yeah. How do I know that's the way it was? Because God's Word says so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is so archaic. I don't care what it is.
There you go.
I believe God. Mm-hmm. And one day, God will be vindicated before all humanity.
Yes, sir.
And He'll say, I told you this plainly in my word.
Exactly.
And you refused. You either refused to believe what I said or you tried to mix what I say with what you say.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're right.
God did this by His word, as I said. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Everything that was created by who? That Word.
Amen.
Him. If it was created, He created it.
Yeah.
He created it. Colossians puts it this way. It's what Paul says. Colossians chapter 1. You know the passage. But let me read it. Colossians chapter 1. Just two verses. For by Him. Go back and look. It's all about Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth.
Amen.
Whether you can see it or you can't see it.
That's right.
Visible or invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. And this includes even after the fall.
Yes, sir.
Even after the fall. This still is true about him. Thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Amen.
And he is before, that is, in front of.
Yes, sir.
Superior to all of the meanings of the word before. Not just one meaning. Yeah. All the meanings of the word before.
Yeah.
And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. Or that is, they are held together. Then, God reveals the state of that first sovereign fiat. The earth was created, and here's what the Hebrew says, to lie waste.
Yeah.
It doesn't say it became waste.
Yeah.
I used to think, and many teach this, that there is a gap between verse 1 and verse 2. And that gap could have been eons of time.
Yeah.
And they say because the earth was made or no, became void. That's not what it says. Even here they say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without. Not became. Was. When it was created. That's the whole phrase.
Yeah.
You see? It is intellectual dishonesty.
Yeah.
Because men are trapped. Because if you got a gap between verse 1 and verse 2, you could have got a gap anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hmm? If you got a gap between verse 1 and 2, who's to say there's not a gap between the first part of verse 2 and the second part of verse 2, Joe?
Exactly.
But why do we do that? Because we still are trying to give credence to somehow this earth's a whole lot older than what this book declares.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will take God's word over carbon dating anytime. Anytime. Because I can tell you this. When God did create, he created everything mature.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's right.
The plants were mature.
Yes, sir.
Ready to spring forth with fruit, seeds, right? Isn't that what it says?
Yeah.
Adam and Eve were told right away. Not after 20, 30, and not after you mature further. Right away, have kids.
There you go.
Is that not what it says?
That's what it says.
So this earth was created mature. I don't know what all that means, but I know that's the way it was. Because this book, this first chapter, second chapter as well, bears it all out. Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah, that's it.
If this earth is just 6,000 years old, I don't give a flip. Because that don't matter. Because nowhere does God tell you, if thou believest that the earth is 6,000 years old, thou shalt be saved.
No. You're right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Now does it? But it says you better believe the light.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'm saying, I am declaring to you that this first light is Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ there. And it's not created light.
That's right.
God is light eternal.
Amen.
But the earth, when it was made, was in this space of absolute darkness.
Yeah.
And the light shone in when God said, let there be light.
Amen.
Bless God, there was light.
Amen.
And not even a star or a sun existed. Huh? Thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Till the earth was created to lie waste, desolate of surface features. You'll see that as it goes on. Desolate of surface features. Not created, then laid waste, but created to lay waste. That's what it says. Somebody said, well, why did he do it that way? Because he wanted to.
Exactly.
And this was all literal.
Yes, sir.
But I'm telling you, it's also prophetic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because God had already decreed that man would fall into absolute, total darkness.
Amen.
And it would take the Spirit of God to flutter, brood over the face of that dark water.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Where nothing is habitable.
Yeah.
Nothing can be seen. The Spirit of God will brood upon that water. And when God says, let there be light, bless God, there will be light.
Amen.
Huh? Jesus Christ was as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And God's letting us know right here, this is the way I do things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This is the way I do things. The waters were so deep that no foot could even walk thereon. Joe, it was the face of the what? Deep.
Yeah.
I don't know how deep that is, but Mason, it was deep.
Yeah.
And it was dark. And in the beginning, there was no light here.
That's right.
So deep that no foot could walk through. In other words, without form and void and darkness. Mm-hmm. Darkness was upon the very face.
Yeah.
Think of it. The face, because that's what we think about. How do you, when you think of someone, what do you generally think of? What their hand looked like?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on occasion, you might find some weirdo that's got some really big hat on. No. When we think about someone, what do we think about? Their face.
That's right.
We relate that face to who? Them.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
That's what we look at. That's what we think of. When I think of my wife, I think of her face. And darkness is upon our faces by nature. We can't see.
Right.
And it takes this, I love that old Hebrew, the Spirit of God to flutter like a bird. When it's got little chicks in the nest,
mm-hmm.
or even the eggs in the nest, if you ever watch it, and that bird will get over that and it'll start fluttering and fluffing itself out. Then what does it do? It settles down over top of that. And then it's when God says, let there be light.
Amen.
And thank God He's God.
Yes.
There will be light.
Amen.
Mm. Christ created space, an uninhabitable planet in total darkness. That's what this says. That's what this, and it is really that simple. It's really that simple. No gaps, no convulsions, no catastrophes. As I said, this is literal, but it is still prophetic. God would honor His Son even at the first evening and morning.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Because His Son has preeminence over how many things? A-L-L.
That's right.
Yeah. A-L-L. All things.
Amen.
Created. Christ created space. And this uninhabitable planet in total darkness, then God the Spirit moved on the top edge of the waters. There is never any light in anything other than God Himself. Not true light.
That's true.
Somebody says, where's that light at today? We can't see it by nature.
Exactly.
The light shined in the darkness, John said in John chapter 1, right?
Yeah.
The light shineth in the darkness.
Yeah.
It does. He's not talking about the light of the sun.
No,
S-U-N. Right. He's talking about the light of the sun. S-O-N.
Amen.
And what happened? The darkness does what?
Yeah.
Comprehendeth it not. And I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe that's the dark matter they say we can't see. I don't know. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? There's something out there, even they admit, that's those who mock God.
Yeah.
That's out, they can see it. It's out there, but we can't see it.
Yep.
Well, what about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. No, again, I say, there is never any light in anything other than God Himself.
Amen.
And there's never any light where darkness was until God says, let there be light.
Amen.
Now, you know the passage, 2 Corinthians. And let's just read it. And look at how the Apostle Paul actually writes this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Why? Because it's easy to... Remember, the Apostle Paul lived in a very enlightened age.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of knowledge floating around.
Yes, sir.
Philosophy was at a peak at this time. Some of these, like Aristotle, Plato,
mm-hmm.
some of these men, very wise, knowledgeable men in the things of men. But nobody knows the things of God but the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Why? Because once Adam fell, we were plunged into this total darkness to stay until right. God says, let there be light. That's why Paul said, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully. We're not trying to make it all fit. We're not trying to introduce it to the natural man so that the natural man can understand it. He cannot understand by nature.
Exactly.
Therefore, let's not try to make it understandable. God's not telling us how He created the world. He's telling us that He created the world.
That's it.
He's not explaining how He did it. He's telling us that He did it. Not handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. What truth? This book. At that time, it was Old Testament scriptures. The truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, not in their own sight. You see, we tell the truth because it doesn't matter what men think about the truth. They just need to hear the truth. Because if they never hear the truth, they're going to know nothing but what? Lie. But if our gospel be hid, and it is.
Yes, sir.
But if our gospel be hid, what? The gospel hid? That's what he says, isn't it? But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. Not reprobate, but lost. That included even the elect.
Yes, sir.
Right. Because the elect were just as lost as the reprobate are lost.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Not in those that are damned, but just what? Lost. Why? Because when Adam fell, we all became lost. We found ourselves in that. We can see the light of the S-U-N, but we can't anymore see the light of the S-O-N. Look. In whom the God of this world, he's talking about Satan, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which what? Are great theologians. No, just believe not. What? Believe this book.
There you go.
You see it? Believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. There he's saying Christ is the light, is he not?
Yes, sir.
Should shine unto them. But they're blinded to it.
That's it.
In the gospel message. But look, for we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord. And ourselves, your servants, for Jesus' sake. For, he said, I will give you explanation here. For God, who commanded the light not to exist. The light has existed as long as God existed.
Amen.
As long as the S-O-N has existed. And that's eternal. There never was a time when it was not.
Amen.
God, who commanded the light to shine what? Out. The light was there. He created this in total darkness. And when he said, let there be light. Bless God. There's light.
Amen.
He didn't command the light to exist. He don't have to, because he can't. God don't command himself to exist. He just exists. He says, I am.
I am. That's right.
I am. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Now here's what it takes. That same kind of act is what Paul's saying. To get rid of this blindness we have to the gospel of Jesus Christ. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined not into. This is what most of so-called Christianity. Well, the light of the gospel's got to come into you. No, it says to shine where? In. God's got to come there into your dark heart first.
Yes, sir.
And then begin to shine forth in His glory for you ever to see His Son's glory in His Son's face in the gospel. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light. Here's real light, folks. Not the fact that you see out this window right here. No, sir. That is real light.
Yeah.
But that's not the light he's talking about here.
Exactly.
Yeah. To give light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Where? In the face. In the face of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God's Spirit was present on the face of the deep. And he shone forth the light of Christ anywhere and everywhere there was light. And Joe, I have no idea what that glory was back then. If I say anything after that, it's nothing but human speculation. And that's it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's it. Christ was this first light. He's this first light. This first light was not exploding stellar gases. There is light from exploding stellar gases, but that's not that first evening or morning light.
Exactly.
Why? Because the book says so. The book says that there were no exploding stellar gases until the evening morning of the fourth day. Whose word do we believe? Our thoughts about the matter or God's word about the matter? God's word about the matter.
Amen.
God's word does not explain, it declares.
Amen. That's right.
God's not explaining to us how He did everything. He's declaring that He did everything. One wrote this, and I've changed some of the "its," so I want you, because I want you to keep up with what the "it" was. It must be remembered that theology is not philosophy. Theology does not assume to discover truth or to reconcile what it teaches with truth as true with all other truths. Theology's purpose is to simply state what God has revealed in His Word and to vindicate those statements as far as possible from misconceptions and objections. And that's a pretty good statement.
Yeah, that's right.
Charles Hodge wrote that. That's a pretty good statement. We've had that on our website for years and years, and I never really got what he really meant until just the past few weeks when I've been studying this. And it dawned on me, I see what he's talking about now. Well, see, what we try to do is take that chapter 1 and make it all fit with everything else we think to be true.
You're right.
And we end up watering down God's Word.
Exactly.
Isn't that amazing? The light. I'm talking about original, intrinsic, separate, distinct light.
Yes, sir.
The light. God saw that it was good.
Amen.
We ain't talking about exploding stellar gases.
That's exactly right.
We're talking about a light that God said was good.
Amen.
Good. This original, intrinsic, separate, distinct, God saw it was good and totally distinguished the light from the darkness. Isn't that what we read in verse 4?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. I can't explain. It's just the fact. But there are some things that let us know. You ever heard the old phrase, well, that's as different as night and day. God gives us, even still today, a little glimpse of what He meant by this, because we see at night, what? Darkness. Darkness. And then during the evening, or during the morning, what happens? This earth begins to turn. The sun begins to shine all this light. And we see that there's a distinction between that. We look up at the face of the moon. And when it's in a certain place, there's part of it looks like it's missing. Right? There may be a half moon, a quarter moon. Not always a full moon.
That's right.
But here's the point. That's not the light.
Exactly.
That's not the light. The light is the Creator.
Amen.
The Creator is our Redeemer.
Yes.
Our Redeemer is God's Son.
Amen.
God's Son is God.
Amen.
God's Son is God. And God named these two distinct states. One He called day. The other He called what? Night. Night. This is not the revolving of the earth, folks. No. It wasn't revolving yet. It was just hanging there in the empty vacuum of space, covered with water.
Yep.
And the Spirit of God was there, and light was there,
yes.
And darkness was there. And God said, there's a difference between the light and the darkness,
amen.
Between the night and between the day.
That's right.
And doesn't Paul even come along and hint at that when he says, there are people who are children of the night?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, we know that humanity, usually when people like to party the most is on Friday evenings or Saturday evenings or Sunday evenings, and we even call it the nightlife.
That's right.
Because we generally, not absolute, Mason would generally practice those things at night.
Right.
We like to practice them at night. But Paul said, you are children of the day.
Yeah.
Now, is he talking about the difference between the 24 hours of the earth revolving and the sun, like, no, it has, and you know it has nothing to do with that. Mm-mm. As I said, remember the phrase, as different as night and day? Creation and evolution are absolute, total differences.
Yes, sir.
When you try to demand that there's a gap between verse 1 and verse 2, you're trying to be a deistic evolutionist. Because it could have been billions of years that other things happened.
Yep.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah.
When did, Paul, you read it, when did Satan sin?
There you go.
In the beginning. So this first day is when he sinned.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it says?
In
the, there wasn't a beginning before the beginning, or the beginning couldn't be the beginning.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I figure my little 3-year-old granddaughter understand that.
Yeah.
Hmm? Here it is. But let me tell you something. Divine evolution is nothing but a fraud perpetrated upon unsuspecting Christians in our day.
Right.
And the reason all this is, listen, if you can say God's word doesn't really mean what it says, then nobody really knows who God is. And we can just be what we want, live like we want, believe what we want, whatever. And that is what the scripture calls it. Every man did what was right in his own eyes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that is condemned of God.
Yeah.
It got Israel in all kinds of trouble. And it gets us, even here, and all kinds of trouble when we try to do it that way.
Yes, sir.
But if I go into society and talk like this, tell them the truth. If they mock you, hate you, then knock the dust off your feet and go your own way.
Yeah.
Don't argue with them about it. We're not here to argue, debate. We're here to declare.
That's right.
And the reason people hate creation in a 6-day time frame, all of the universe in a 6-day time frame, is because they hate Jesus Christ. And he did it in a 6-day time frame.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Lights come into the world. Everybody talking about the sun? S-U-N? Mm-mm. S-O-N. Light is coming to the world. And men loved darkness. Not more than light. No. Rather than light. And that's what I am by nature.
Yeah.
The same God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
Exactly.
Has shined in my heart. Oh, thank God for it. This is why, you know, different as night and day. Free grace versus free will. There are people who think, well, it really don't matter. It's two totally different religions, folks.
Yes, sir.
And either, listen, either one of them is dead right, and one of them's dead wrong, or they're both dead wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
But they can't both be dead right.
That's it.
They both cannot honor God in Christ.
Exactly.
Because they are as different as night and day.
Yeah.
What about inspired revelation versus human reason? We're in another day of human... We've got all this science. We've got telescopes. You know, they don't work right. We've got to send up things to fix what we realize. Oh, we got this figured out. Spend millions, billions maybe of dollars. Send that up there and realize, uh-oh, it's out of focus.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How do you really know it's in focus now?
There you go.
Come on. Because everything we touch, we defile.
Yeah.
And most of this stuff, now I'm not saying all of them. I'm not saying every scientist is lost. There are some who believe God. And I'm enthralled when I look at some of these pictures of things that are out there.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the glory of it. My Redeemer made all that.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
And in a 6-day span, Joe,
yep.
He made it all. And on the 7th day, he didn't say, I'm tired. He said, I'm done.
Amen. That's it.
He didn't say, I'm tired. Now I got to rest. He said, I'm done. Therefore, I will rest.
Amen.
Now, who is the true rester? The true Sabbath? It's the Creator. Right?
Yeah.
He is our rest.
Amen.
In the person of His Son. Here, think about it. Different as night versus day. Jesus as our personal Savior, or Jesus is God. That's as different as night indeed. Now, sadly, most people really don't have an idea who God is because men, preachers, are lying to them all the time mm-hmm. about who God really is. I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But God is God.
Amen.
If He could create this universe in 6 days mm-hmm. and do it for His own glory, and even after it failed, He still, it all consists being held together by Him. Joe, He can deal with my puny little will, my heart, and my mind.
Yes, sir.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yep. If He could kick Satan out of heaven, and then now Satan has to have permission for him to, for Satan has to have permission to spit.
That's right. Amen.
You think God can't deal with this right. piece of clay that's formed from the dust of the earth?
Yep.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Hmm. Listen. Hear what the Psalm says about light. Turn to the first one, Psalm chapter 27, the 27th Psalm. But before I read it, I'll make a statement. Psalm 27. Hear what the Scriptures, in particular a couple Psalms, here say about light. And remember, we talk about light. Most places in the Scripture, not everywhere. But most places in the Scripture is not talking about the electromagnetic radiation that comes in infrared, visible, and ultraviolet explosions of stellar gases. I got that off the internet. That's not how smart I am. That's what they call it. But that's not the light. Look at what it says, Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord doesn't just give me light. Yes, He does give light.
Yes,
but it's more than that. The Lord is my light. Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
And my salvation. He doesn't just give me salvation, though He does.
Yeah.
He is my salvation.
Amen.
Whom shall I fear?
Amen.
If the Lord is light and salvation to me,
yeah.
who do I have to fear?
Exactly.
Well, someone may hurt me. They can't unless God gives them say-so. And if God gives them say-so, you will not stop it. I don't care what you do.
You're right.
You know what? If God gives them say-so, just like He gave the devil say-so over Job. But He only gave him so much say-so, didn't He? And the devil couldn't go any further than what God gave him say-so. And the devil hurt that man severely. And that man bragged about himself before his three companions, his three miserable comforters. He bragged about himself. And so would you and I if we're put in that spot.
Yeah.
We'll start defending our own righteousness before these false accusers. You know we would. But He said this, though He slay me. Not just even, notice Job has not said, oh God, let so and so. Though He slay me,
exactly.
yet will I trust Him.
Amen.
Now, it takes a God-given light through a God-given faith and a God-ordained gospel to be that way.
Yes, it does. Yes, sir.
Look at 36, Psalm 36. Almost done. Psalm 36, verse 9. For with Thee is the fountain of life, in Thy light.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
In Thy light shall we see light.
Amen.
Hmm?
That's good.
Somebody say, I don't understand that. If you're a believer, you may not understand it, but you have some idea of what the psalmist was talking about. Because as I've already said, 1 John 1 and 5, John put it this way, God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all. My question I have to ask myself, is Christ my light?
Amen.
That's my message, darkness and light. We all have darkness.
Yes, sir.
We all have darkness. We all are darkness.
Yes.
Oh God, in the person of Your Son, be light unto me.
Amen.
Father, help us. We're surrounded by so much knowledge and wisdom, but we know You've made foolish the wisdom of this world.
Yes.
Help us, God. We're such faulty creatures, so easily swayed with every wind of doctrine and cunning craftiness. establish us in thy truth, Lord, for Christ's name. Amen.